This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry.
You're right. Kay Mystery here, chemistry superhero. And I bet you didn't know that your kitchen, yep, the one in your house, is a real-life chemistry lab. Don't believe me? Come on. Fats are an important part of a healthy diet, but you've probably seen low-fat foods around. They're for people who are trying to eat more healthily or lose weight. Creating low-fat food, though, is no easy task. The fat content of food plays an important role in the structure, texture, and flavour of that food. That's why low-fat food can look and taste a bit different. Why not try a taste test experiment and compare a low-fat biscuit with a normal one to see the differences for yourself? You might find that the low-fat biscuit tastes more sugary. And perhaps the low-fat biscuit is a bit more crumbly. This is because fat molecules give food a smooth texture. And so when the amount of fat is reduced, the texture changes too.
Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry in your kitchen at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.